Well, welcome to WRTI 90.1. We are live on Facebook. We are live on the radio with a all-star version of the sitting in crew. And it is truly a pleasure, honor, and privilege to be here with such a stellar cast of musicians. And we are looking forward to the 7th anniversary birthday bash of Anthony Tidd's sitting in. He's curated this from the beginning and has done really wonderful work. But it all goes down on February 6th over at the Kimmel Center. Great to have you here, as always, all of you. And it's, if you can, Mr. Tidd, give us a little insight to the series itself and how it was, the genesis of it, how it was devised, and maybe some of the goals associated with it.
Well, so since I've been in Philly, I've always been attending these great jam sessions. You know, I used to go at the jam session at Wilhelmina's. I went to the jam session at, we used to have the Black Lily jam session. It used to happen every Tuesday. And there a lot of other great jam sessions, South Street Blues, different things like that. And so it came to a point where there wasn't really a lot happening for musicians in Philadelphia. In terms of places they could play, and beyond just a jam session, really a place where mid-level, meaning that in terms of how many people know who they are, you know, not in terms of their level, but mid-level people, up-and-coming people, there was nowhere for them to play because a lot of the clubs had shut down, like Tritone and a few other places, Ortlieb's, And so I wanted to open up a space for that at the Kimmel Center. So I started the Sitting In series, and I basically introduced the audiences that were coming into the Kimmel to a lot of the great talent that was in Philadelphia, you know, and that was the idea.
Well, you've been involved with the Kimmel Center for quite a few years. There's folks out there that are obviously familiar with your name, but, you know, many that may not be familiar with you. If you can maybe give us a little insight to your role at the Kimmel Center and, you know, some of the things that you've been involved with besides curating the Sitting In series.
Well, I've been at the Kimmel for 8 years. Actually, I started there as the creative music program director. I created a program called the Creative Music Program, which was for kids between the ages of 11 and 19. A lot of great musicians came through there who are now, man, they're running New York, actually, you know, some of the kids. But anyway, once I got out of doing that, I started to move into other things. I did a summer camp there, which I ran for quite a while. And so recently my role has changed, though. Now I'm the artistic advisor for jazz at the Kimmel Center. And Sitting In is part of my work there. And I'm very happy to be doing it.
Outstanding. Well, as you can tell, not only do we have the great Anthony Tidd with us, we've got Kyrie Shahid on drums, and we're going to hear from him a little later. We've got Mr. Oren Evans, the recent Grammy nominee, on piano with us this evening, and the great Ursula Rucker, the 2018 Pew Fellow, in the studio with us. And we're going to hear from them right now, right here on WRTI Facebook Live. Here we go.
We be, we be okay, we be, We be, we be okay, we be, we be traveling on the highway of the enemy, we be joining the endless convoy of cultural hegemony, we be missing the forest for the trees, cause we can't see the evils that men do on TV, in the movies, overseas, and right here on our streets. We be opting for vainglory over humility. We need to get the hell off the highway, take the road less traveled, 'cause that moral fiber you thought was so tightly woven, it's unraveling. It's unraveled. I hate to tell y'all, it's unraveled. It's unraveled. We be, we be okay. We be, okay. We be, say, I'm standing on my soapbox again. Say, I'm one of those conscious artists talking that changed the world again. Say, I might be just a bit too dramatic / overzealous about what I see as the human spirits dive into uncertainty. Say, what you like, say what you like, 'cause I'll be all those things you say all night and all day before I allow myself and soul to wither away into indistinctness, live a half-life of blissful ignorance, and never take another chance. Do the latest dance, hey, with the devil, and lose my dreams for all we could be, and lose my dreams for all we could be. We be, we be okay. We be, we be many, oh so many. Many, like the number of death threats that Malcolm used to get. We be many, oh so many, many, like the countless lives lost in the wars of men over God, over money, over power, over hate. We be many, oh so many, many, like the countless lies that pale the truth, the lies told by prophets and power mongers to acquire faith, to steal land, to oppress people. We be, I don't know if you know it yet, but we be the oppressed people. Why can't we be? Why can't we be just a little bit nicer to one another? Why can't we be? Why can't we be just a little bit more peaceful with one another? Why can't we be? Why can't we be what we were meant to be? Love, 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 yeah. We be okay, we be, we be.
Very nice work indeed. Ursula Rucker.
Yes.
Is there a title to what we just heard?
We Be.
How about that? You know, as I mentioned in the beginning, we have an exceptional amount of talent in the room, and I'd like to take a second and introduce everybody that's in the room with us once again, and maybe get a little perspective on what's happening in your life right now, and also, you know, let folks know how they can keep up with what's going down with you. And why not start with the lady that you just heard from, We Be, Ursula Rucker. Okay. So if you can, you know, again, as I mentioned to you out in the hallway, you know, this is like kind of a dream for me, because way back on Friday nights when we were over in Annenberg, it was like, well, what if we could get Ursula and throw Oren and you know, maybe grab Tid and throw some other folks in, and here's Kyrie, and what would happen? And here it is happening. Yeah. But great to have you here, as always.
Oh, thank you, always. If
folks want to keep up with what's going down with Ursula, what's the best ways for them to do that?
I mean, all the regular social media ways that everybody else is communicating. You know, at URucker on Twitter and Instagram, and then Ursula Rucker on Facebook.
You know, you've done some really cool things over the past few years. A piece dedicated to your mother a couple of years ago that was really phenomenal.
My father's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, having the opportunity to come in contact with a Pew Fellow, what does that mean for someone like Ursula Rucker?
What does what mean? The money?
To have everything that comes along with it, including the funding.
No, I mean, it feels great. I mean, it took me 6 tries. I finally got it, you know, and so many of my peers are people that I respect and love and honor, and in many genres of art have received it as well. We all here. I think everybody should get something.
There you go.
Everybody that does that work, that and especially if they do work for the people, use the art for the people and make real quality art from the heart. We, yeah, should be one big pot. We could all.
Outstanding. Once again, great to have you here. Oren Evans, congratulations once again on the Grammy nomination.
Thank you.
You know, there's a new Captain Black record out as well. You know, you seem to be busy as ever, man. And, you know, I think the work that you've been putting in over the years definitely representative of things that are coming your way. So great to have you here, of course.
Thank
now, are we still double live with you?
No. Kyrie took over on that.
But, you know, again, man, if folks want to keep up with what's happening with Oren Evans, you know, there's the Bad Plus is happening with Oren Evans and so many other things. What are the best ways for them to do that?
Definitely Facebook and Instagram and all those, you know, outlets. And then my website is orenevansmusic.com. I try to keep that antiquated system of communicating up to date. So if it's not there, come to all those other ones I just mentioned.
Outstanding. You know, having this opportunity to come together with these folks, not only tonight, but over at the Kimmel Center on February 6th, celebrating, you know, sitting in 7 years of it. What does that mean for Oren Evans?
It's always, Tid has created a outlet, you know, for the Grammy-nominated Captain Black Big Band. He was one of the first people to hire the band down there doing sitting in. So this is, you know, sitting in is like a same old thing of going home with family. And then also to celebrating his birthday has been something I've done before, too, as a part of sitting in.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Well, again, man, great to have you here. Always a pleasure. Kyrie Shahid, man.
Yes, sir.
It's great to have you here, you know. You know, if I wake up and get up, it's a great day. I can't complain. You know, you were mentioning to me that you've been doing a little playing with Joey D.
Yeah, I've been touring with Joey D since August, and it's been wonderful. The newest, me and Victor North, shout out to Victor. One of the newest members of the band. And just, you know, hopefully just doing a lot of great things. You can also find me on Instagram, kha.215. And I love what Anthony Tidd is doing. Some of my first lessons were because of sitting in.
Okay.
Maybe not the actual sitting at the Kimmel, but sitting in a jam session. Philadelphia was known for some of the best jam sessions. And so there were a lot of my first lessons. So a lot of young musicians, y'all need to remember, you need to come out. You need to come out, check out musicians, go and see who's playing, find out what's going on, be around the scene. That's what cultivating, and that's a part of it. It's part of the responsibility of being a musician.
Excellent advice.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
By all means.
Sitting, sitting in. Don't come if you don't know what you're doing, if you want to get up on stage, because Aunt Tid, he'll be playing with you.
Yeah, come, listen, come. Come with an open mind. Come to listen. Come
okay.
Right.
Do come. Don't, you know, Ursula's not telling you something.
No, come and see,
yeah,
but if you want to get up there with some nonsense, talking out the side of your neck or whatever,
that's different.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
So think before you step on the stage.
Yeah, well,
come out, but.
Yeah, be festive. Come out and be festive, but don't try to jump on the stage if you don't know. If you're not going to interact correctly with the musicians.
It takes a tough man to make a tender chicken, man. Anthony Tidd, you know, we're going to go into another track, but, you know, to have these folks here with you tonight, and again, to be able to celebrate sitting in at the Kimmel Center for Performing Arts, man, what does that mean for you 7 years in?
Well, honestly, this is why I do it. You know, we have four people here in the studio. We're all very good friends, you know, and we all play our music from the heart. And this is exactly like people like this, people like Urs, people like Aaron, you know, all the kind of different people that I booked for that series. That was really at the heart of my curation. It was about finding people that were doing that and putting them on the stage, you know, because they don't get a chance, you know, to get on the stage in the Kimmel Center in any other way. It's not always so easy, you know.
Before we go into this next selection, why don't you give a little idea of the complete lineup for next Wednesday night at the Kimmel on February 6th, 8 o'clock, Sitting In Returns.
Well, it's going to be a party. And so I invited many of my friends. So, you know, Lady Alma's going to be there. Of course, Ursula Rucker's going to be there. Oren Evans going to be there. Kyrie Shahid's going to be there. Ernest Stewart is going to be there. Lauren Talese is going to be there. See, you always put me on the spot, like remembering people's names and stuff, man. Yeah, but, you know, those are the people who are officially going to be there. But like I said, the whole point of sitting in is you never know who's going to get on the stage. So there's going to be a whole bunch of other people. And we actually may be sitting at the bar drinking the entire time. You know, that may happen.
Outstanding. All right, so let's hear another tune. And again, this is Anthony Tidd and the Sitting In Crew All-Star Birthday Bash presentation promo.
Sister, I see you off in the distance, coming at me like a twister, packing more force than a four-time heavyweight champion, kinky coil top cauldron of pain, passion, and black mama strength, hell-bent on making your mark in this world. Angry ghetto grown whirler girl, swirling, twirling your way through the darkest of days and the brightest of nights, trying fit some love in between. Super sister, super sister, super sister, super sister. Sister, I see you off in the distance, pistons ablaze as you raise your black misters to be victors, not victims of the systems and prisons aimed at stifling their visions. Yeah. Your mission is clear. Fear is not even an option. With your son on that front line, ain't no time, grab your tech nine. Don't give them suckers 1 second, to think, 2, 3, 4. Or to blink, 2, 3, 4. Super sister, yeah. Super sister, sister, yeah. Super sister, yeah. Super sister, sister. Deconstruct their preconceived misconceptions, blowing their notions right up out the ocean. Pathway to your auction. Rape, hate, blame, conversion. I call on all super sisters to emerge from the muck and the mire. Set the brainwashed up masses on fire. I call on all super sisters to enlist her in-house divinity. See, we may plea, but never bargain for the lives of our daughters and sons. There really needs to be just one love, there really ought to be just one love, yeah. Just one love, yeah. Just one love. Just one,
you guys find a way to find it. And I'm definitely enjoying it. A beautiful thing. You know, we're hanging out on Facebook Live and on WRTI 90.1 Live with Anthony Tidd on bass, with Kyrie Shahid on the drums. Mr. Oren Evans is on the piano, and Ursula Rucker is on Vox, providing the spoken word activity. And a beautiful thing that is. You know, we may be able to sneak in one more, but, you know, again, we want to alert folks to come out on Wednesday night at the Kimmel Center of Performing Arts for a wonderful series, 7 years in, a birthday bash, celebrating the curator of the Sitting In series, Mr. Anthony Tidd, and a really special venue here in Philadelphia, the Kimmel Center. Quite fortunate to have something of that magnitude right here in Philadelphia. What would you say to folks that may be a little bit apprehensive, wondering if they should come out? We should tell them that it is absolutely free to the public. But what would you say also to get folks to come out Wednesday, February the 6th for Sitting In?
Well, like you, I would start by saying it's free, so come out. We have a wonderful DJ that's going to be spinning. We have a wonderful host, Stacey Flygirl Wilson, who's going to be doing her thing there as well. And we're going to have all kinds of great musicians on the stage. At the front of the Kimmel Center, they have these swings, these virtual reality swings, which you can get in and you can swing in. You could listen to our music while we're swinging. You could be swinging too. You know what I'm saying?
Is that the double swing?
It's the double swing, you know. And, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great night. The spontaneity of the night is the attraction. So, you know, anyone could get up on the stage. I mean, when I say anyone, I don't mean anyone as in, I don't mean anyone who is not capable. I mean, Jill Scott could be on the stage or whoever. Anyone could get up on the stage. You never know what's going to happen, so you should come.
I will not be on the stage, but you know, it should be a it should be a phenomenal evening. Real quick, you know, there may be a few folks out there that noticed a bit of an accent. You're not originally from Philadelphia. How long have you been in Philadelphia, and what keeps you in Philadelphia?
I've been in Philadelphia a long time. I think it's probably at this point it's 18 years or something like that that I've been living here, and I'm here because it's my home. On the low, Philadelphia is one of the meccas of creative art and music. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I stay. There are so many great musicians, so many great painters, so many great thinkers, and they're all underground. You never know they're here, you know, because they, unfortunately, most of us don't get our shine the way we should because of some other things. But anyway, yeah, so that's why I stay.
Outstanding. Well, again, I want to thank everyone. Ursula, always a pleasure. Oren, great to have you here. Kyrie, man. Joey D! you know, and again,
Tim,
man.
Can I say something?
Well, come on, Urs, come on.
I have to do my due diligence, you know, since we're talking about the Philadelphia music community, and my brother Doug Herlinger has an amazing suite called Dear Philadelphia that he and homie Tim Matzer and John Swanna and Embalia Singley and me, we gonna be rocking out at the Barns on Friday. Two sets come through.
And that's this Friday?
This Friday, February. Damn.
First. Yeah. Now, I've had a chance to see that when it was the residency.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful piece. So,
and I've known Kyrie since he was a teenager in high school.
Ursula Rucker.
I've known you that long, too.
10 years old.
Yeah. You introduced me to him. Yeah. Because I wanted a percussionist for a session, and you were like, yo.
Yes.
You need to get Kyrie. And
see how we do?
And I was like, Urs. And she's like, yeah, you know, it's my boyfriend right now. I was like, are you sure? And she's like, no, check him out, he's dope. And then he came, but as a favor to her, I was just like, okay, I'll just call him. And then he came through and crushed it.
He's amazing, right?
So all the elders in Philadelphia, for me, I always shine because of people like Oren, Ursula, and Anthony Tidd. I've been shining in this city the whole time, I think. Only time I didn't shine is when I made my own decisions.
Okay. All right.
But other than that, the elders kind of set me straight.
Okay.
You know, I went to do whatever I did got weird.
But all right.
If I listen, you know.
Listen and learn.
Yep, yep.
Well, okay.
Set.
Right.
The road and the journey was set. You know, obviously I had to take the steps to make the journey and make it come to fruition. But, you know, with Philadelphia, a lot of time, a lot of things are put in place for young cats to just to do the best they can.
The blueprint is there.
The blueprint is there.
Right.
Now, you obviously want to be an individual. You do. Everybody wants to be an individual. But the blueprint of Philadelphia in music and art is already set.
Right.
You just have to follow and do what you do and bring what you bring to the table. You know, and you'll be fine in Philadelphia.
So. All right, now I'm going to ask you, Kyrie. Mm-hmm. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we got time for one more.
All right. So let's do one more.
Okay.
On this day, there will be no talk of war or politics or disaster or death. Love is alive today, so we will speak only of love. There will be only love on tongue and lip, and in heart and thought, and it won't be that Hollywood type of love. Not TV love, not social media love, not dime store novel love, and certainly not, absolutely not mainstream music love. Love. Love, you know, love. Love that has been worked on like gardens and term papers. Love that has been nurtured like children and, well, like children. Love that falls, crashes, even burns, but dusts off, fixes up, and rises, more brilliant than before. Phoenix love, yeah, Phoenix love. So let us speak only of love, healing love, no herbal or over-the-counter love, real healing love, like God's love, like your mama's love, like your little baby's love, like best friend love, like lover's love, like change the world love, like human love. Like human love. Humans. Love. Love soft, love hard, but just love. Enjoy this new garden. Work on it together and it will be beautiful. It will grow from year to year. It will be perennial. It will win blue ribbons and everything. And folks will come from far and wide just to see it and wish they had it. Had this kind of garden, this kind of. Had this kind of garden, this kind of. Enjoy this new garden. Work on it together. It's gonna be beautiful. It's gonna grow from year to year. It's gonna be perennial. It's gonna win the ribbons and everything. And folks are gonna come from far and wide just to see it. And they're gonna wish they had it. Had this kind of garden, this kind of. Had this kind of garden, this kind of.
had this kind of garden, this kind of love. Had this kind of garden, this kind of love. Had this kind of garden, this kind of love. Work on it together and it's gonna be so beautiful. It's gonna grow from year to year. It's gonna be perennial. It's gonna win blue ribbons and everything. Folks are gonna come from far and wide just to see it. And they're gonna wish they had it. Had this kind of garden, this kind of. Had this kind of garden, this kind of. Had this kind of garden, this kind of love. Had this kind of garden, this kind of love. Had this kind of garden. This kind of love. Had this kind of garden, this kind of love. Together and it will be beautiful. It will grow from year to year. It will be perennial. It will win blue ribbons and everything. And folks will come from far and wide just to see it and wish they had it. Had this kind of garden, this kind of love.
That's amazing. You know, and it's like family, you know, it's so wonderful. Just that last exchange before we went into that tune, hearing you guys going back and forth and you confessing. but no, that was really, really amazing. Again, thanks for coming out. Oh, thanks for participating on Facebook Live. And when is it happening and where is it happening?
It's happening on the 6th of February at the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts. From 8 p.m. until 11 p.m., and it's going to be crazy and free.
Absolutely free. Thanks again for tuning in to Facebook Live here on WRTI 90.1. We're going to swing things back to Courtney Blue in the studio. Thank you all.